T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the West Bank. Kevin, welcome to our show this afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Whoa. Great show today. Great show.
Thanks, Kevin.
I got to tell you about online dating because, you know, a lot of people give it a bad rap because you get catfished, but sometimes you get catfished in a good way. Now, I've been single for many years, and I decided to go on online dating and met this girl, single, and showed me a picture. I mean, gorgeous, gorgeous. She used to model and all that, sent me all the modeling pictures.
Yeah.
And we got there, and she wanted to meet over at City Park. And she said she worked in the quarter, but, you know, I met her in City Park. And she drove this beautiful car, and I got in the car with her, and we drove to the park. We had a great time. We start making out, you know, and I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And things happen, and all of a sudden, you know, I had my hand on her thigh.
Okay, let's not go too deep with this.
Okay. I won't get detailed here.
Okay.
You know, like that song "Lola" by the Kinks.
Yeah.
Really? You know what I'm saying?
I know. So really, that happened to you?
Yeah, so Sindel turned out to be, I think his real name was Sydney.
Wow.
And, you know, I'd never been in that situation before, but, you know, what the hell. And been drinking.
What did you do?
Well, I did what any, good West Bank boy would do.
Okay, and, so the girl that you met up with online turned out to be a guy, and you just finished the date?
I finished the date. Not only did I finish the date, that was 8 years ago. We're talking back to AOL days and all that.
Yeah.
And a little, you know, we met in the chat room. And 8 years later, Sindel's right here in the car with me. Say hi, Sindel, baby. How are you, Scoot? And we're happy. So, you know, a catfish can turn out to be tasty sometimes. That's
so
all I'll say.
She tricked you, and then you were happy with this person that turned out to be a different sex, and you guys are still together now, and she's sitting right next to you in the car.
Yes. You know, it's a very difficult type of to explain something like that. Because
it just worked out good. That's all I'm saying.
It's just, you know, you have to be, you know, there was something I had to tell him. At the same time, he didn't know what it was, and we were both inebriated, and then, you know, certain things led to certain things, but it had nothing to do with intimacy. There was nothing there concerning that particular subject. So today, you know, it's just a whole different type of community today. So a lot of people don't even know. It's
The doctors did great work on this. I gotta say.
There's not really too much. I mean, but it's something that's there and spoken of. The family doesn't even know. But, you know, that's something we'll work on.
Now, Kevin, was this an enlightening moment about your life and who you really were? Or did you just fall in love with this person regardless of their sex?
It was I was military. I was in the Marine Corps. And, you know, I dated a lot of West Bank girls, you know, typical West Bank boy. And it was the best experience I'd ever had. I'll be honest with you, Scoot. And you know what? What's funny, you playing that Donna Summer song. Donna Summer is like our music, you know, when we get in the mood and stuff.
Really? What a great story this is.
Well, you know, we're not relating this to catfishing. I mean, that terminology just came about in this generation. You know, so, I mean, back then, it was a whole different type.
More like a grouper than a catfish.
Yeah, so, and it wasn't like we were in a LGBT, you know, so it wasn't like we were in the gay. It doesn't make a difference if I'm a part of the gay community or not.
Yeah.
I am one of the representatives. I am somebody that's a flag for them, and I do a lot of work, volunteer work with them as well. And we're professional business owners. So a lot of people that we do business with, independently or not, I mean, I'm very, we were good friends with Michael Chase, and we know who you are. I mean, in the sense of the public eye, you know, you probably don't know who we are, but we've been around for a long time. And, you know, the thing about this is that when you're talking about Valentine's Day and what goes on, you'd be surprised how many people have the same stories. They just don't have the courage to talk about it.
Well, I appreciate that you had the courage to talk about it. I'm going to highlight this on my Facebook page, SOTA, after the show. This is just, this is an amazing story, and I love hearing it on Valentine's Day. So to both of you, happy Valentine's Day. And I think the key is, hey, it doesn't matter who you fall in love with if you're happy.
Exactly. And you have a happy Valentine's Day. Are you going to be alone tonight? Or are you going to be with someone?
I don't know yet. But either way, I'll be okay.
We're going to be at the Ernst Cafe this evening.
Okay. Really? So, all right.
Yes.
All right. Well, look, have a great time tonight. What a story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.